Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell a lot of video games, but we do like to talk about them. E3 was this week, and it's largely assumed that in the new Sony versus Microsoft PR war, Sony came out smelling the best due to fewer and or murkier takes on how it will handle the used game scenario. Also, the PlayStation 4 will launch at $399, the Xbox One will be $499. The price difference is largely assumed to be that the Xbox will include its Kinect, while the PS3 will not include a camera peripheral. For those of you not keeping track, Microsoft has been very bullish on a new way of selling used games. It basically involves you taking your game to an authorized third-party game seller. They take the game, they enter it in a database, and they resell it for a predetermined, I assume, price point. While Sony has been... there's more options there. The first-party games are said to be, you bought the disc, you do what you want with the disc. Well, the Xbox is, you bought the disc, you're going to jump through the soup if you want to loan it to somebody for a week. So, that's interesting. Other news includes, Contra Gun and Run has been trademarked according to Neo GAF and the U.S. Patent Office for whatever that game is going to be. Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15 will both be coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 eventually. I don't know when. On the PlayStation 3 this week, you can download The Last of Us, Aliens, Colonial Marines, and Final Fantasy 13-2, as well as Tekken Revolution, a free-to-play fighter, and the PS2 games Contra Shattered Soldier and Pirates Legend of the Black Buccaneer. At E3, it was confirmed Batman Arkham Origins for PS3 will have an Adam West-themed Batman skin. This might make up for the fact that the game will no longer feature voice acting from Kevin Conroy or Mark Hamill on any of the multiple platforms. Representatives for the company, when asked if it would have an Adam West-themed voice, just reiterated that they had a Batman-themed, an Adam West-themed skin. So that's not a no. Take that as you will. PS Vita has Flying Hamster HD, because if you need hamsters and they're flying, you need them in HD. The Xbox 360 has Thunder Wolves. Microsoft also confirmed this week it would be doing away with the mathematically ambiguous Microsoft points. They will convert them to a local currency. So that probably means if you have 80 Microsoft points, you will soon have $1. The Wii U has Mutant Muds Deluxe. The Virtual Console does not have anything this week, but Mega Man has been added to the next installment of the Smash Brothers video game series, as has the trainer from Wii Fit, which is a heck of an interesting choice. The new Wii Fit U is now coming in December and has a pedometer. Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker will be getting an HD remake for the Wii U as well. The Wii U is also going to be getting Mario Kart 8, Super Mario 3D World. Oh, and that game has Mario, Luigi, Toad, and the Princess, like Super Mario Bros. 2 back in the day, and they can all wear cat costumes now. The regular Wii has Sengoku 3, while the 3DS has Mighty Switch Force 2, Picross E, and Big Bass Arcade No Limit, as well as 4 Game Gear games on the Virtual Console: Sonic the Hedgehog, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Shining Force, The Sword of Hagia, and Columns. They're between $3 and $5 each. The Nintendo... that's it? No, that's not it. We also have new announcements from E3. The 3DS is going to have new Yoshi's Island, which looks like a new 2D game. It's due for Christmas. A new Zelda game is called A Link Between Worlds, and it looks and sounds, especially sounds, a lot like 1991's A Link to the Past for the Super NES. From the early preview videos, I'm really interested in playing this. The 3DS will also get a Smash Brothers game with what appears to be more or less cel-shaded graphics. On sale, Entertainment Earth! Comic-Con stuff. If you are looking for some past Comic-Con exclusives, this is the time to buy, because we're doing buy one, get one 50% off on 59 select San Diego Comic-Con items from previous years. This includes items from Gentle Giant, and Funko, and Mezco. There's Star Wars. There are dolls. There are, I don't know if they're statues, but there's definitely mini busts and vinyl figures. So check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. New pre-order items this week include a ton of Nintendo plush. We have Thwomp pillows, Yoshi keychains, plush Goombas, and more. The Thwomp is probably the neatest thing, maybe just next to the plush warp pipe from Super Mario Brothers. There are new Kirby plush as well, so check our site for dozens of those from Sani, S-A-N-E-I. That's how you spell it. So when you search, just type in S-A-N-E-I and then a space and then Nintendo and you'll see everything. We also have a new Tekken Tag Tournament 2, say that four times fast, Christine Montero Bishoujo statue. And we have a lot of new arrivals, Space Invader stuff of many makes and sizes, bottle openers and ice cube trays, Mass Effect Commander Shepard Bishoujo statue, a Portal 2 original companion cube, string lights. We have restock of those, so you can decorate your cubicle at work. Cubes with cubes, it's a good thing to do. And an Assassin's Creed Connor Kenway life-size statue. It is really the size of an adult man. I believe it is 6¾ feet tall. It's huge! If you need a big collectible, this might be as big as the things that we sell. I'm hard-pressed to name something that's going to be larger. It's in stock, too, so if you want one, you won't have to wait very long to get it. I would recommend ordering it today. And that's it for the video game podcast. Thank you for listening! I will be holing up in the hole in the ground because it is very hot. It is summer here in the desert, and I hope you guys are having a good one. Don't forget to check out some movies, read up on your favorite E3 stories, and of course, order some stuff from Entertainment Earth because I need to eat. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.